Good evening, everyone. This is Pastor Jesse, along with Jesus, my co-pilot tonight. Pastor Rose is fighting symptoms, getting victory over some symptoms that are attacking our body, but Jesus is faithful. Healing belongs to us. Amen. So this is Pastor Jesse with First His Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. The Word transforms our life. Amen. Transforms our life. This is our healing service for December 31st, Wednesday, December 31st, New Year's Eve. Our healing service, the last Wednesday of every month. And this is our healing service. Amen. And the Lord gave me a revelation. On December 24th, my birthday, and December 25th, Christmas, man, I was attacked in my body. It was horrible. If you see the news, it's affecting a lot of people. A lot of people. So the revelation was, when I was going through these symptoms, the Lord gave me a revelation that I want to share with you tonight. Again, this is our healing service for December 31st. John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus, it's in red. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. So if it's bad, it's from the world. If it's good, it's from God. Amen. So the revelation is that all people experience suffering. All people experience sickness and diseases. It's a fallen people in a fallen world. Whether you're religious or non-religious, whether you're a saint or a sinner, sickness is universal. It does not discriminate. Suffering is inevitable. But thank God for His grace. Thank God for His grace. Amen. We are living in the age of grace. So sickness is universal. It doesn't discriminate. Minister or laity, saint or sinner, sickness does not discriminate. Its suffering is inevitable. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 says, after you have suffered a little while, this suffering, test and trial, it'll make you strong, firm, and steadfast. So sickness is universal, non-discriminative, but you and I as Christians, we know better. We know we have a healer. Anyone who is born again by believing in Jesus enters into the kingdom. What is a kingdom? A kingdom needs two things. A kingdom needs a king, and a kingdom needs subjects. And in a kingdom, Jesus is the King of Kings, and we born again believers are His subjects. And our king is responsible for everything his subjects need. So anyone who is born again by believing in Jesus enters into the kingdom. We've got rights and privileges that the world doesn't. Matthew 16:19 tells us that. So Jesus enters the kingdom when we believe. We enter the kingdom, and then the kingdom enters into us. Our scripture for tonight is Luke chapter 10, verse 9. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is near you. Go and heal the sick. That's our scripture. So James chapter 1, verse 2 says, consider it pure joy. Consider it joy when you fall into diverse different trials and tribulations. It'll make you mature and complete, not lacking anything. Not lacking anything. You know, like I said, sickness is universal. It's not discriminative. So we're all going to have to go through stuff. The good thing is that we have a good shepherd. Amen. Psalm 107:20 says, God sent His word and healed us and delivered us from all destruction. Tonight I can give you 100 scriptures on healing. But I want to start with this revelation. Like I said, on December 24th and 25th, man, I went through some horrible attacks on my body. And this is what the Lord revealed, you know. The doctors were booked. They couldn't see any more patients. So Pastor Rose called the doctor, and the doctor said, Jesse's got symptoms of bronchitis, so he prescribed some stuff. So thank God for doctors, thank God for medicine, but thank God for Jesus, the revelation that he gave me. Jesus, when he didn't come just to get us into heaven, he came to get heaven into us. This is the kingdom of God. Behold, the kingdom of God is with you, it's in you. So the revelation is that Jesus left us with three very powerful, the Holy Spirit, he left us his word, and he left us prayer. So when I was going through these things, I know the Holy Spirit, I know his word, but my prayer was, Lord, what is it? How do I manifest the healing? And the Lord said, never, never underestimate the power of prayer. So tonight is our last Wednesday of the month healing service. Healing is the children's bread. The revelation is healing is already in you. When I was going through those symptoms, healing is already in me. So my prayer was, how do I manifest the healing that's already in me? And to give you an example, it's like salvation. Does Jesus have to come back to earth and crucify, sacrifice himself again so you can be saved? No. Salvation is in you. Amen. It's already in you. When we accept Christ, our spirit man is born again, and that's when we enter into the rights and privileges of the kingdom of God. Is it Jesus' will to heal? Luke chapter 5, verses 12 through 16. Luke 5, chapter 12 through 16. They asked Jesus, if it's your will, you can heal him. Luke chapter 5, verses 12 through 16. Jesus said, I will. One translation says, I am willing to heal. So healing is already in us, and Jesus has already provided it. 1 Peter 2:24 tells us it's a done deal. By his stripes we were healed. It's already a done deal. So healing is already in us. But tonight we want to see how we manifest it from the inside of us that will affect our body and our symptoms on the outside. How did you get saved? Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. So how are we going to be healed? By confessing. By confessing, by his stripes, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Psalm 107 verse 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say, speaking. What's the number one way we release our faith? The number one way we release our faith. It's not the only way, but it's the number one way we release our faith is by words. Like I said, the Lord gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us the Word, and he gave us prayer. When we pray the Word. Jeremiah 29:12, the Lord says, when you pray, I will listen. Never underestimate the power of prayer. Romans 10:10, confession is made unto salvation. So how do we manifest the healing that's already in us? By confessing our health and healing. But Pastor Jesse, you don't know what I'm going through. You know what you're going through, and the Lord knows what you're going through. But if you don't open your mouth, silent Christians are defeated Christians. You need to open your mouth. Romans 10:10 says, confession is made unto salvation. Guess how healing is made? I am healed of the Lord. The Lord sent his word and healed my diseases. You start thanking the Lord before, after, and during. You start thanking the Lord. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We believe, so we speak. We confess the word of God over us. The Holy Spirit, the word of God, and prayer manifests the health and healing that's in our bodies. Tonight, dare to believe. Dare to believe and speak. I am healed. I am healthy, whole, and healed in Jesus' name. Mark 16:15, it's in red. Jesus said, I give you authority. I delegate my power to you. This isn't a cool idea, a request, or a suggestion. This is a command. I delegate. I give you authority. I delegate power against fear, oppression, addiction, emotional, mental illness, sickness, and disease. There is no limit to God's healing power. He has the power to heal every kind of sickness, every kind of disease. Did you hear me? It doesn't matter what symptoms are attacking your body, the blood of Christ is greater than anything the enemy can throw at us. God healed others, and he can heal you. God healed others, and he healed me. He'll use whatever it takes. He'll use a miracle. He'll use medicine. He'll use a doctor. He'll use another believer to agree with your decree. Dare to believe for your healing tonight. Mark 11:24, believe you receive. Believe, that's a key. Healing is already in us, but we just need to believe it. We need to believe it. It's not difficult. It's not rocket science. Thank God for doctors. Thank God for medicine. But there's no physician like the great physician, Jesus Christ. Amen. Mark 11:24, when you pray, believe you receive the things that you say. So God can do a miracle tonight. He can use a doctor. He can use medicine. He can use the words that I'm speaking right now. God's word does not return void. So let's pray for salvation. Maybe you're not born again, but you need to be born again. Like I said at the beginning of our message today, amen, anyone who is born again by believing in Jesus enters in the kingdom of God. When you're born again, you have rights and privileges in Christ Jesus that the world doesn't. So Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Holy Spirit for salvation, for deliverance, for divine health and healing, believe you receive, start thanking Jesus. Keep thanking Jesus during, before, during, and after. Thank the Lord for your healing. Amen. And don't be moved by symptoms. We're moved by faith, not by symptoms. Whatever it is, God has the answer. God has the answer. Amen. All right. Well, I'm going to get in prayer, and I'm going to agree with your decree. Whatever the symptoms are that are affecting your body tonight, in Jesus' name, let's just follow his instructions. Amen. Whatever he tells us to do. If you're taking medication, pray for the medication. If you're taking cough syrup for the cough, pray for the cough syrup, cough drops, whatever it is you're doing, pray and anoint the pills, the liquid, the syrup, the prescription, whatever it is that you're taking. Medicine is good for us, amen. If it wasn't good, the Lord wouldn't have produced it in the doctors. But if it's good for you, it's from God. Amen. It's from the Father God. So right now, Father, in Jesus' name, we're not moved by symptoms, Father. We're not moved by circumstances. We're moved by the Holy Spirit. We're moved by the Word of God and by our prayers, Father. You said in Jeremiah 29:12, that to pray to you and you will hear us. You will answer us, Father. And that's a kind of loving relationship that we have with you, Father. You are the King, we are your subjects, and you are responsible for everything that we need, and you've already provided it. Healing is in us, Father. It's in us. It's in us. If we just stop trying to get it ourselves, just believe we receive. Let go and let God. Let go and let God prioritize. Right now, prioritize your prayer. Lord, what do you want me to do? What do I have to do to manifest the healing that's in me on the outside? And the Lord will tell you, call a doctor, take a medicine, buy cough syrup, buy cough drops, do this, do that, get somebody to agree with your decree, listen to healing scriptures, meditate, thank me before, thank me during, thank me after. Listen to what the Lord would have you do. Amen. He is the same, but we're all different. Your symptoms might be different than my symptoms, so your instructions might be different than mine, but it's all good. It's all good. So the revelation from tonight was that we have healing on the inside. It's like salvation. We have salvation on the inside. We just have to confess it and believe it in our hearts. We have to settle healing in our hearts. Anyone who is born again by believing in Jesus enters into the kingdom of God, rights and privileges, and healing is a children's bread. It belongs to us. Amen. Go and heal the sick, Jesus said. He has given us authority. He has delegated his power. Divine health and healing belongs to us. We're cleansed and covered by the blood in Jesus' name, where the word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, right now, the anointing, Father. The anointing that destroys the yoke of doubt and unbelief, right now, you believe and receive. That's it. Jesus does the hard part. We just do the believing and receiving. He took the stripes on his back for our healing. In Jesus' name, by his stripes. By his stripes, you were healed. Healing is in you. Tonight, let the Holy Spirit, let the Word of God, and let your faith manifest the healing. It's not because of us. It's not our ability. It's his ability and our availability. We believe, so we speak. We are the redeemed, and we say so. We believe, we receive, and we thank the Lord for our healing tonight. In Jesus' name. Right there where you are, as a sign of faith, just raise your arms. Raise your arms right there where you are. Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to think about it. You don't have to, why am I doing it? Just do it. Just raise your arms right there where you are and start thanking Jesus for your health and your healing right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Your blood cleanses and covers us a multitude of sins, Father. We repent from anything that we might have done, and we come and thank you for our healing. We thank you for our healing, Father. We repent, and we thank you for our healing tonight, Father, in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of the King that's above all kings, Father, we are subject to the King, and in Jesus' name, rights and privileges in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now tell somebody you were healed. I was healed New Year's Eve. I was healed New Year's Eve. I was healed New Year's Eve. Divine health and healing is mine because of what Jesus did for me at Calvary. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What a wonderful name. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful, wonderful God. God and Savior. Oh, hallelujah. He is our high priest. Hallelujah. He is our high priest. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your love, and your patience, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you've supplied everything we need for life and godliness. Healing is in us. And tonight we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you. The power and authority of Jesus Christ, the power of agreement, be set free, be loosed from that spirit of infirmity in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Be blessed. Stay hooked onto Jesus. Stay hooked onto Jesus. Don't be moved by circumstances. Keep your healing. Keep confessing. Keep thanking the Lord before, during, and after you keep thanking the King of Kings in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God bless you. On behalf of Pastor Rose, I say good night. Good night. Be blessed. We'll see you Sunday. Don't forget, 2026, right around the corner tomorrow morning. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.